I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you know, when he came back, he really looked like he had been working. And that's the information we were getting in our little conversations with him during that kind of down period. And when he came back, he was in really good shape. You could tell he had been working drill-wise, weight room-wise. So, you know, real proud of what he's done to this point in the offseason. Continuing it now into the 3 weeks of practice will be important, and then on into the summer break.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott this week on Keon Coleman, who seemed to come back in great shape out of the offseason. Still is the offseason. Good morning. It's a sunny, beautiful Friday morning. We got the weekend coming. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio. Jeremy White is off this week. He's playing some golf out in Boston. Boston's not, and they have great golf courses. It's not a golf trip, though, that I've ever thought about. I thought about Carolina and Florida, of course. And actually, Sal, I don't know if you've seen pictures of where they're hosting the U.S. Open this year. No, not the U.S. Open. Where are they hosting it? Wisconsin, though. Wisconsin golf, I guess, is
U.S.
Like
Open's
famous.
In Pittsburgh, near Pittsburgh.
Right, Oakmont, right?
Oakmont, yep.
Oakmont, which I don't think you could play. I don't think you could just get on to Oakmont. Florida golf, though, I'd like to do that at some point. I saw some videos of a friend who's down there that it looks beautiful, so...
Well, I think that the reason why you don't think of Boston, you think of warmer weather places when you think about going golfing.
Right.
That generally what your brain goes to, even though in the summer there's fantastic courses everywhere, including obviously, you know, here in New York State. I mean, we go to Rochester. Oh my God.
Rochester's unbelievable.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Rochester golf is criminally underrated. I mean, maybe
incredible.
Oak Hill is very, very famous, but a lot of the other courses around there as well. It's very hilly, which makes it, you know, every course is a little bit unique, I would say to that. Mm-hmm. All right, so yesterday we had Joe Marino on. He did a podcast recently trying to figure out the pecking order in terms of targets. There's snaps, there's receptions, there's, you know, a lot of other ways that you could kind of break that just the depth chart straight on. But there is no depth chart this time of year. So, Sal, I'm going to have you do the exact same exercise that Joe did on his show. But I'm going to give you 500 pass attempts to work with. From Josh Allen. So that's a slight bump. It's 13 more than he had last year. So it's largely the same. It's just a nice round number of 500. If I told you today that there will be 500 targets to go around in the Bills offense, you can do it however you want here. You could start by giving a guy a few numbers. I could tell you where you're at, and you could go back if you want. How would you start to figure it out or guess at it?
No one told me there would be math on a Friday morning Jeremy and Joe show that I would have to be a part of here. I just want you to know that.
Well, no math before 7 a.m. is our rule. It is 8:37.
Oh, is that what it is?
We have a no math before 7 rule. No math expectation before 7, at least.
All right, let me pull up last year's so I can kind of get some comparisons here.
Okay.
Because I think that's important to kind of see how things shook out a little bit. I think I'm safe. So I have to give you like a player in the number here.
Give me a player in the number, and at the end of it, I could tally it up, and we can edit things if we need to. Yeah.
Okay. I think Khalil Shakir at 100 sounds good to me.
Okay.
That was last year's target number. I don't think there's anything unreasonable about that.
Totally fair.
I think. Yeah, you know, Dalton Kincaid 75 last year. He only played 13 games. I'm gonna go to 85 for Dalton Kincaid.
85. So that would be
yep.
That would be an increase on his total for sure.
Sure. Yep.
Maybe not per game. No, it'd be about the same per game. You really what you want from Kincaid, as much as the volume maybe to go up a little bit, is you want the efficiency to go up, right? Like his catch percentage was very low last year for a tight end.
I'm gonna go with Keon's gonna have a uptick. I'm gonna say 70 for Keon Coleman.
Okay. I would take that. I'm good with that.
Okay, so I'm eliminating the 50 for Matt Collins. I'm going to spread them out. I'm going to eliminate the 32. That's 82 I have to kind of disperse on top of the guys I already have here.
I think
James Cook.
Who is the 32? Cooper?
Yep, Cooper. Exactly. Sorry. I think where James Cook falls about right. Let me look. What was James Cook the last 2 years? Is about exactly the same, wasn't he?
I think so.
Oh, no. 54. No. 54 and 38. So let's middle that a little bit. Let's go to 40 for James Cook.
Okay. 40 for James Cook.
Although, you know
Cook.
What? I mean, Ty Johnson has been a really nice third out.
Yep, and they re-signed him, and Josh Allen has called Ty Johnson. Did he say outright one of the best, or did he call him the best third down back in the league? Like, maybe one of them, but.
I think what I want to do here, actually, is go between Cook and Johnson. Last year, they had a total of 38, 48, 58, 63. So that sounds about okay. I'm gonna go 60 between the two then. So instead of James Cook at 40,
yeah,
I'll go let's say 30 and 30.
30 and 30 for Cook and Johnson.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Hold on, I'm looking. So I'm at 315. Is that right?
315. Yeah. I wasn't gonna give you the number because I was gonna give you the opportunity to go back and take away any if you were on.
Okay. Well, I still want to do that after you tell me and show
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's fine. But you could.
Listing the players here. I'm just going through the numbers when I give them to you. So
gotcha.
Let me see if I can.
Gotcha.
How I can do this here? Okay. Okay. So now I have. Where am I going here? I think Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore. Curtis Samuel's gonna have more. He's gonna play more. He's gonna be involved more. I'm going to go with 60 for Curtis Samuel.
Ooh. Okay. That would be you have last year open, right? Would that be double what he had last year?
No, that
would be double. 46, that's right.
That wouldn't be a ton more actually.
Right. I was thinking of the reception number. So 60, okay?
And I think Elijah Moore has to factor in here around the same maybe. Who am I? Just want to see who I'm leaving out here. Dawson Knox.
We got to get to Knox. We got to get to Josh Palmer at some point here.
Josh Palmer. Boy, oh boy. Okay. Let's go 60 for Josh Palmer.
Okay. Would that be disappointing for Josh Palmer because of the contract, or do you think that would be fine?
No, I think that'd be okay. I think it'd be fine. But I could adjust here. Let's see what I got.
You can. That's right. You can adjust. This is like a good foundation.
I'm going to say 50 for Elijah Moore.
Okay. That's very well balanced between those three that you just put. Samuel, Palmer, and Moore, all pretty close together.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I only have 15 more to go around.
That's right. And, you know.
That's not good because I still have Dawson Knox.
Uh-huh.
I still have Ray Davis.
Uh-huh.
And then I still have insert name here who's going to be on the field like a Jackson Hawes or a Zach Davidson or whatever.
I would say the best way to do it, let's complete that list and then we can go back and take away if we need to.
Okay. Okay. Let me just throw the remaining 15 on Dawson Knox because I know I'm going to have to do this differently. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's do it that way. Who am I taking away from here? So, I got to go find where I'm going to take away from some guys. I got to 500 now, correct?
You're at 500. Yep, on the dot.
Who do I have left out?
A lot of the, like, I don't want to call them the miscellaneous guys, but Ray Davis and Jackson Hawes and Tyrell Shavers maybe plays a couple games this year.
Okay, so I'll say this. What I want to do is, I think the way I want to do this is I don't think Ray Davis will get 19.
Yeah.
So let's go to...
You could also just... You want me to put other... Like, with like the rest of them combined, total at
sure.
like...
Sure. I think anybody under 20 should be other, right?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Would that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
All right, so get me to... So other gets me from 500. Let's go backward. 500 down to 480 if I go to other.
Okay.
Right? So now I have to take away from people.
Yes.
Because I also want to add to Dawson Knox. I don't think he's only going to have 15.
Yeah, how many... Like, forget how many you've done for all the other people. Dawson Knox, you think, has how many targets this year? Just isolated from the rest of this. What would you say?
Thirty.
Okay. So
he had 30. By the way, that would be a career low, just so everybody knows.
30 would be?
Like if people go, oh my God, 30, that's too many. That'd be a career low. He had 33 last year, 36 the year before.
Right.
So I could say 36 to 33 to 30. I don't think it's a terrible projection. I mean, I could even go to 25, but I'm going to say 30.
Okay.
For right now.
So, what Sal has right now, 100 for Shakir, 85 for Kincaid, 70 for Coleman, 30 for Cook, 30 for Ty Johnson, 60 for Samuel and Palmer each, 50 for Moore, 30 for Knox. And then other we put at, what do we put other at? 30? 25? Put 25 there.
Yeah, I like round numbers here, by the way, as you can tell. I'm going fives and zeros just because they make a lot of sense total.
Right. So, I don't have you at 500. I have you at 490. Am I missing somebody?
I don't know. What do you have?
Coleman, Cooks, Johnson, Samuel, Palmer, Moore, and Knox.
Maybe
I still think
the math was wrong.
I still think you. I think you've got 10 to give still.
I do.
Yeah. You have 10 to give out.
Okay.
So you can add to anybody if you would like, actually.
Who do I have? I have 100 for Shakir.
Yep.
I have 85 for
Kincaid.
Dalton Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
I have 70 for Keon Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do I have?
30 for Cook and Johnson each.
Hold on, Cook. Ty, yep.
60 for Palmer and Samuel each.
Okay.
50 for Moore. And then 30 for Dawson Knox.
Man, I like the way this is, though. I have 10 more I can give.
Yeah.
All right, so I will give 10 more. So I go 10. Let's go 5 more to Palmer, get him to 65.
Okay. That feels right. I mean, he contract-wise, you know, coming just a little bit over Samuel and Moore, I feel like feels appropriate.
And then I'm going to go, in fact, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to flip. I'm going to say Elijah Moore mm-hmm. goes to 60 and Samuel goes to 55.
Ooh. Okay, so you're going more with more targets than Samuel. Just barely.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because here's why. Because I think when I think about it, Samuel might get the ball in other ways where it's not a target more.
Sure, he might get a few carries.
Correct.
If the difference is five, I mean, five carries right. on the season for Samuel yep. sounds very realistic. So, yep. All right.
There's my 500 right now.
I think that looks pretty close to what could... I think if I were doing it myself, I would have... The only guy that looks a little low to me might be Palmer, but this is why the exercise is good and why I think you did a good job at it. I can sit here and say, I think Palmer should be higher, but I don't know who I would take away from because everybody else mm-hmm. kind of looks right. So maybe 65 is good. You know, I mean, if you're an efficient player on 65 targets and Josh Palmer catches, you know, 45 to 50 passes on the year, again, is that a letdown? I don't. Maybe it's not the ceiling you were hoping for, but I don't think anybody's mad at that. So, that can work. All right, 100 for Shakir, 85 for Kincaid, 70 for Coleman, 65 for Palmer, 55 for Samuel, 60 for Moore, 30 for Knox, Johnson, and Cook. I think this looks pretty good. All right.
What I'm curious about, and I want to look this up real quick, maybe I could do this in the break, is how many teams have, like, what's the top three just...
Mm-hmm.
Like how they disperse it among some of the teams in the league. Because right now I have three guys at 70 plus, right? Is that normal? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this is a very everybody eats-esque list. You know? Like this is, I bet there aren't many teams that would be this good at spreading it around. Especially, I mean, there's some that come to mind immediately. Like Cincinnati, you know, is not this. Right, they have like what percentage of their targets goes to two guys? It's a huge number.
Yeah, but Mike Gesicki was third with 83 last year for them.
Well, that's not bad. That's higher than
Chase Brown had 65 on top of that.
Well, right.
Let's look at the Dolphins real quick.
They throw the ball.
Tyreek 123, Jonnu Smith 111, Devon Achane 87, Jalen Waddle 83. They have four guys over 80.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Well, that's the pass attempts too,
yeah,
right?
But you have a huge drop after that. Like, there's nobody above 47 after that for them.
Yeah, 803-0550 is the phone number. We've got Christopher Carter coming up at 9 o'clock. Speaking of weapons, the Steelers are looking for another one. Also, there is T.J. Watt drama right now. In addition to, are they waiting on Aaron Rodgers still? So there's a bunch of things to get to with Pittsburgh, and we'll do that coming up at 9 o'clock. I've got a Sabres question quickly for Sal when we come back. It's also a Sabres anniversary when we come back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.